No Fear of Death, Part 1. How often have you thought of what will happen when you die? The greatest fear that confronts people is the fear of death. For some people, death is a terrifying thought. But it does not have to be. Almighty God has given to us the answer of what will happen after death when we leave this earthly life. When we trust God's provision for us, we can face death with peace and joy. Why? Because we know beyond any question or doubt just what our eternal future is, and we know where we are going after we die. In 2001, my wife Doris died, and I know she is in heaven today. There is no question, there is no doubt. Heaven, that real place of peace, joy, happiness, with no more pain, no more suffering, no more tears, and no more death. It is one thing to tell you this from my experience, but I want to share God's word with you, to give you the promises of God for my life and yours concerning what happens after death. God tells us in the Bible book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 15, "And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." God says to us in His Holy Scripture that because of the certainty of death, people live life in fear and bondage. You say, "But look how happy some people are. They are not afraid of dying." In public, they can be happy because of the material things or relationships they enjoy now. But when they are alone and face their thoughts concerning matters that are not changed by money, possessions, position in life, or one's philosophy of living, then I would like to talk with them. When a person is diagnosed by the doctor that their cancer is terminal, or the accident has been so severe that there is nothing they can do to save the life, then what do people say? How will they face death? If a person does not know Almighty God in a personal way and has a right relationship with Him, God says that the certainty of death brings fear and bondage all the years that a person lives. Men, women, and young people can fear the unknown. If you are walking at night in virtually complete darkness, do you walk freely without any concern for your safety? No. You take measures to be as certain as possible that you are protecting yourself from any harm that could await you around the bend or corner, or on the floor in front of you, or from anything that would hurt you. And yet, doesn't it seem strange that people will carelessly cast aside any serious thought about what will happen to them when they die? Perhaps it is because they have never been told what really is going to take place when they leave this life by death. Or, if they have been told, and the unbelief of friends or family that make fun of them or ridicule their seeking the truth from God causes them to turn away from the Bible or to neglect or reject the truth of God's Word. If you have a Bible, you can read this truth in the Bible book of Luke, chapter 16, verses 19 through 31, where we read, "There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom." Now evidently this man had trusted in God and God's plan of redemption of sin in the Messiah, so he was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom. "The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. And he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brethren or brothers, that he may testify unto them, they were still living on earth, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, or they have the Bible. Let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he, Abraham, said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, or the word of God in the Bible, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. End of the verses. There is eternal suffering in hell for all men and women who die with sin in their lives. This passage in God's word tells us that there is no second chance after death. It even tells us that if one went back from the dead and told people of what was going to come after life, they wouldn't believe him. Abraham spoke the truth to this man who died in his sins. God would speak the truth to your heart today so that you might repent of your sin, believe God's plan of forgiveness of sin, and spend eternity as Lazarus is today with Abraham in heaven. Also, this scripture teaches us that there's no second chance after death. Once we die, our eternity is set forever. Death is the future reality for all of us. No one will question this. But how has the God of eternity provided for us, whether we be Jewish or Gentile, so that we can face life and death with peace and security? The God of Israel has provided the way for us to be free from the fear of death and the bondage that comes with it. We can, beyond any doubt, be certain of going to heaven after death. But first, there is a matter that you must deal with. In order to know true peace with Almighty God now and in the future, we must determine to know what God says in the Bible. You need to decide that you will trust God and not what other people have said or believe. You must be willing to take the possible abuse of family and friends against what God says, if they do not also trust God according to His holy scriptures. Are you willing to honestly seek the Lord God of eternity? As I share Bible verses with you, I urge you to consider what you hear, and then make your own decision of whether or not you will accept God's word to you for your life now and for eternity. Before I give you the verses in God's word that will give you the assurance of heaven, I must share with you the verses about what happens if you do not accept God's plan for our lives. In Psalm 9, verse 17, penned for us by King David of Israel, we read, The wicked, or sinners, shall be turned into hell. The word in Hebrew from which hell is translated is Sheol. Sheol is the place of departed spirits. The place called Sheol in the Jewish Holy Scriptures is the same as Hades in the New Testament. As I have read the Bible in Luke 16, it is a place of suffering where people have a body and all their other senses that they had here on earth before their death. In the Bible book of Revelation, we read in chapter 20, verses 11 through 15, And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things that were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, that is, the bodies from there. God can do that. And death and hell, or Hades, delivered up the dead which were in them, that's the bodies, spirits, and souls of those who died. And they were judged, every man and woman, according to their works, or what they believed or didn't believe. And death and hell, or Hades, were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. The first death is physical from this life. The second death is separation from God for all eternity. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire, where there is eternal suffering. Then in chapter 21, verse 8, we read, "But the fearful, the unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." These are awesome, terrible words, my friend. God warns us all that unless our sins are forgiven, after we leave this life, we will be brought before the judgment of God and from there be cast into an eternity of suffering. Listen to God's word today, that you might not come to this place of horror. God's word here warns people of judgment to come for their sins and eternal punishment and suffering as a result. We see clearly in the Bible that it is our sin that must be forgiven by God if we are to be delivered from eternal suffering after death. When our sins have been forgiven by God, then we are set free and have the assurance of going to heaven when we die. Messiah came from God to die as the blood sacrifice for our sins, that we might be cleansed of all sin. Our sins can only be forgiven by God's provided blood of atonement, given by God's love for us in the Messiah. We have heard the words, "There is a time to be born and a time to die." The time to die is yet before us. We could do nothing about our coming into this world, but we certainly have everything to do about how we leave this earthly life and face eternity. There are people who believe that death ends it all. They say they are not worried about dying. Every kind of preparation is made for living, including education, family, employment or profession, possessions, friends, investments, retirement, and so on. But with everything in order in the areas of life that I have mentioned, the matter of death and what happens after death is neglected. According to God's word, there will be no time to prepare for eternity after a person dies. There is no second chance. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, "It is appointed unto men and women once to die, and after this the judgment." According to the Bible, our decisions about life after death must be made now, while we are alive. God's love for us has provided the way for us to be forgiven of our sins, so that we will not face His judgment after we die. I am a Jewish Bible believer, and I know the Word of God in the Bible will give to you the way to peace in this life and for eternity, as God's Word has given it to me. You must place your trust or faith in God's plan for your life. As I read verses from the Holy Scripture, ask God to show you what He wants you to believe, as a Jewish person or as a Gentile. The Bible is for everyone, regardless of your past or how you have been brought up. Make certain that what you have accepted as the foundation for your life comes from Almighty God's Holy Scriptures. The Bible is the only book that will tell you exactly how to know you are going to heaven when you die. In the writings of the Jewish man of God, John, in chapter 5, verse 24, we have these words about Messiah Jesus and from him. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation or judgment for sin, but is passed from death unto life." In the Bible book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 8, 9, and 11, we read, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Messiah died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood that he shed on the cross for our sins, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus the Messiah, by whom we have now received the atonement." You will remember in the law given by God through Moses to our Jewish people and the world, that when a person desired to be forgiven of his or her sin, the specified animal sacrifice was slain, and the Jewish spiritual leader took the blood of the animal and placed it on the altar in the Jewish tabernacle and later in the temple. Atonement was made, and sin was forgiven. We read in the third book of Moses, Leviticus, chapter 5, verses 9 and 10, "And he shall sprinkle of the blood of the sin offering upon the side of the altar, and the rest of the blood shall be wrung out at the bottom of the altar. It is a sin offering. And the priest, that is the Jewish priest, shall make an atonement for him for his sin which he has sinned, and it shall be forgiven him." Jewish people know of the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, when the blood of atonement was shed for the sins of the people and of the nation. Today there is no blood of atonement as God demanded in the Jewish Holy Scriptures, but only a system of good deeds on Yom Kippur. God in his Holy Scriptures foretold that he would send the Messiah to earth to die for our sins by shedding his blood as our blood of atonement. God foretold that Messiah would provide the blood of atonement before the temple would be destroyed in 70 AD, where the former blood of atonement was offered to God. Now the blood of atonement is found in the Messiah. We read these words again in the Bible, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Messiah died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, by whom we have now received the atonement." You and I have the God-required blood of atonement today as we accept by faith the plan of God for the blood of atonement provided for us by Messiah Jesus. Anyone who honestly seeks the God of Israel and the way of atonement as given in the Bible, and who puts his or her trust in God and Messiah, asking God to forgive our sins, we will be forgiven of all sin through Jesus' blood shed for us. God confirmed that Jesus' shed blood is valid today for atonement by raising Jesus from the grave in the resurrection. Messiah Jesus is today at the right hand of God the Father in heaven, as foretold in the Jewish Bible in Psalm 110, verse 1. "The Lord, Almighty God, said unto my Lord." Now, King David of Israel wrote this. He was head man in the world there. And yet over David was a Lord to whom that Lord God spoke. "The Lord God said unto my Lord." Now, that's another divine person. "Sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool." How does this relate to us and the matter of our death that we will face someday? In the Bible book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 54 through 57, we read, "So when this corruptible," that is our present human body, "shall have put on incorruption when we die and have a perfect body in heaven, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus, the Messiah. Death is not feared, death is not an enemy, but death is the victory that gives us the doorway to heaven for eternity. For the Bible believer, death is not a horrible thing to be feared, but death is that doorway by which we leave this human life with all of its trials and trouble, and we enter into heaven, where we will live with God and Messiah and all the Bible believers of the ages in peace forever. For those of us who have put our trust in Messiah Jesus and know our sins have been forgiven by God, we have the absolute assurance that someday we will be in heaven, where, as the Bible says in Revelation 21, verse 4, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, we read, These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, Messiah Jesus, that you may know that you have eternal life. If you have put your faith in Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins by his blood of atonement, then you can rejoice today that someday you definitely will be in God's presence in heaven forever. My heart is heavy when I think of people, Jews and Gentiles, who have no assurance of where they're going when they die. They hope their good deeds will be accepted by God, and he will have a place for them in heaven. In the Jewish Bible it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20, There is not a just or good man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. And in Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 12, we read, Neither shall the righteous, good person, be able to live for his righteousness or his good deeds in the day that he sinneth. Good deeds will never get you to heaven. Only accepting the blood of atonement provided for us in Messiah Jesus will God's demands be satisfied for the forgiveness of our sins. Put your trust in God's plan for your life today and enjoy the security of knowing that when death comes, the joy of heaven will be yours. Should you have any questions or desire additional CDs for further study about God, the Messiah, and the way to have personal peace from God, write to me, George Gruen, at Post Office Box 156, Ephrata, that's E-P-H-R-A-T-A, Pennsylvania 17522. Visit us on the Internet at www.godandjews.org. God be with you to lead you in his way to real peace and joy today and for all eternity.